The Doug Steffen Good Day program, updating your daily account of information. What's in the news? What is important? Hopefully our information helps you out. Speaking of information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the three medical advisors on the Good Day program, is going to update the week's medical news for you in a few minutes. Dr. Joy Brown, later in the hour, discussing what to do when your significant other says something stupid in public.
That would never happen to Rich. That my wife should be in that conversation because I'm the one that says something stupid in public daily.
That old song by Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra, something stupid. All right, the headlines today is I was going to be a little more dramatic than I think is necessary. The world waits to find out what will happen in Syria. I don't think the world is waiting at all. I think a bunch of politicians are waiting and a few people who are interested in power and control. Otherwise, the world moves on, although there are lots of comments about what we ought to do or ought not to be doing in Syria, and pretty much they're the same as they have been all along. 888-302-3684 if you want to chime in with something new, or if you want to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, where we have posted the Putin op-ed piece from today and from 1999 that you can pass around. Anyway, the Secretary of State and his counterpart, the Russian Lavrov, are meeting. They're in Geneva. They're trying to get the proposal to confiscate and destroy the weapons into some workable form. And meanwhile, a lot of people are talking about what happens if, in fact, Assad does go away. Well, I would give you Egypt as an example. How about Iraq as an example? Mm. Or any other disrupted country in the Middle East that has fallen on these times, which basically have brought them around to looking for love in all the wrong places.
How long did it take Germany and Japan to kind of get their stuff together after World War II?
The Japanese, we helped them. Well, both the countries were helped by us.
Right.
So they got sort of, the Germans were faster than the Japanese. But they were both, remember, very technology-oriented, very smart, well-educated countries. So they did a lot on their own. And they did a lot
Egypt
with us.
Iraq is, and Egypt
better.
Are fairly forward.
Yeah, better.
So.
Syria is not. Syria
not so
is
much,
not
yeah.
well-educated. The people there are not well-educated at all. A lot of the people
My
pausing.
My neighbor's from Syria.
Your
he's
neighbor
listening. Yeah, he's a big dummy, too.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Hey, dummy neighbor.
But a good guy.
Yeah, you're a dummy because you live next door to Richie.
Right.
Brings down the value of the neighborhood.
He provides beer. So.
The 12th anniversary of the terror attacks saw a number of tributes. Nothing, I think, out of the ordinary. The fact that we acknowledge it, I think, is fine, and we move on. To the latest sign of the demise of snail mail. The English government is selling off the country's 500-year-old Royal Mail to the highest bidder. It'll be FedEx or some company like that. The English do not want to deal with the mail any longer, so their mail is up for sale. How long after that will our mail
be
up for sale?
Yeah, they realize
it's a losing proposition. So you'll pay over there the equivalent now. I think it's about $2 a letter. It'll be $4 a letter probably when they get done with all of this. And this is because of the labor unions being out of control. They can't have all these promises that they've made over the years to the labor unions, and sending mail doesn't pay anymore for the people who are working in that environment because of the obvious, hello, here's a computer, here's an email account, go for it.
Unfortunately, this is going to affect a lot of other things. You know, every morning I walk out in my driveway and I see things made with paper that I don't want that people just keep leaving in my driveway. Some kind of circular, a phone book, a paper, you know. I'm not one of these people who loves to hold the newspaper and feel it, touch it, smell it, and read it. I want to read my stuff on the internet. One of the downsides of this is apparently there's an international paper. It was one of the biggest paper manufacturers in Alabama is closing their doors. Lawrence County, Alabama.
And are they closing that plant, or are they just going out of
business? They're closing that plant,
going out of
which is the largest employer in the area. 1,100 employees in that area. They do a lot of stuff for the community, and the people are just like, this is going to be a hit, a big-time hit. And where they're finding new business is in China, making toilet paper for the new rising economy in China.
The Chinese didn't ever have a toilet paper, and I know that for a fact, having tried to go to the bathroom over there in their facilities when I was in China.
Right.
It's basically like using newspaper, and almost feels like sandpaper, not to put too graphic or fine a point on it, but that's what it's like. So regular toilet paper would be a blessing for the Chinese, and it's one of the Western items of corruption that we bring to them.
But we look at the Industrial Revolution and how things changed and what kind of revolution we're going through now, where computers are taking over so many things and paper is going away and jobs are being lost and new jobs will have to be found and new jobs are being made. It's just, it's really interesting to watch this revolution take place in our lifetime.
So it is. So it is. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler,
all
Doug Steffen, the Queen of Cheap. I don't know. We had some things posted, but she'll be back tomorrow. She'll do the live thing. The live thing with Dr. Ken in a moment as we check out what's new medically here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important medical news of the week, brought to you by the folks who are bringing you the opportunity to whiten your teeth with power swabs. Ken will tell you how to do that in a few moments. Right now, though, time for us to look at children who can get the flu vaccine. You're on this again. It's that time of year again, I guess. So there is a new flu vaccine that helps children or protects them against three or four different strains. Ken, is that right?
Exactly, Doug. The CDC estimates that about 20,000 children younger than 5 years old are hospitalized every year because of complications from the flu. In the last flu season, 158 children's deaths were tied to the virus. Currently, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommend that everyone 6 months old and older get vaccinated against the flu. With a new version of the flu vaccine that protects against four virus strains coming out this fall, in addition to the usual three-strain formula, both the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that, and the CDC, that kids get either one this year.
All right. According to a story that you have been following, depression may be worse when people are angry or irritable? I suppose maybe this is the chicken and the egg theory. Which comes first, anger, irritability, then depression, or depression, then anger, then irritability?
All of the above. Out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry this week, Doug, irritability and anger in people with major depression are associated with greater severity of depression, longer-lasting depression, and other problems. Irritability and anger, they're also associated with poor impulse control, higher rates of lifetime substance abuse and anxiety disorder, more antisocial personality disorders, reduced life satisfaction, and a higher rate of bipolar disorder in relatives. So relax and be happy, even if you're depressed.
Mm-hmm. So depression and bipolar go together? Is that... Yes, no, or which bipolarism would lead you to be depressed.
Well,
or
bipolar is a separate entity where you have both mania and depression, and major depression is a separate entity where you don't have any mania.
What is mania?
It's the opposite of being depression. It's mania is being manic, where you think, you know, you're sitting on top of the world and you can do anything. You've been around manic people.
I have, in fact. You're right about that. Nearly 60% of uterine cancer cases may be preventable, according to the latest research.
Great news out of the American Institute for Cancer Research and World Cancer Research International. You can do something about this endometrial cancer. It's the most common cancer of the female reproductive system. Doug, about 50,000 new cases of endometrial cancer in America each year, more than ovarian cancer and cervical cancer combined. So regular physical activity and maintaining a healthy weight can prevent 3 of every 5 new cases of endometrial cancer in America. Drinking 1 cup of coffee a day can reduce a woman's risk of endometrial cancer by 7%, whether it's caffeinated or decaf. But on the other hand, eating lots of high glycemic index foods, such as sugary items and processed grains, increase cancer risk. So women who exercise, maintain healthy weight, and drink coffee daily can cut their risk of uterine cancer.
Research out this week shows a lack of estrogen, which is the female hormone, may cause men, as they get older, to gain weight and lose their sex drive. So what's the... Is that when you take PT9? Or what's the story with that?
Well, this is a theory that you're quoting right now, where the male menopause was thought to be just due to diminishing testosterone and a sequential onset of different symptoms associated with so-called low T. But there's a theory out this week that it also has to do with not enough estrogen, because in a man... some of the testosterone is made into estrogen, and that's kind of the theory. And I think this is ongoing, that we're only beginning to understand the role of estrogen in men. But it is a factor, and stay tuned. We'll learn more.
I'm going to keep that for later discussion for this weekend. Ken and I are on together on the Good Day Weekend program. Join us every weekend, 52 weeks a year, brought to you in part by Power Swabs. All right, Ken, let's go quickly through why we want to use Power Swabs to clean up our teeth.
Doug, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven Power Swabs, the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs use naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too.
Risk-free trial, 800-865-7602. Whiten up your teeth with Power Swabs. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call now, 800-865-7602. 7602. It's called Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Discovery by one of the members of the Village People, Victor Willis, in the news today, involved in the lucrative world of music copyright, maybe something of a watershed moment. This guy's been messing around legally, wrangling to get more money because he wrote the lyrics to YMCA. He wants to gain control of his share of the copyright to that song and others that he wrote when he was the lead singer with the Village People back to the 1970s and the disco era. It may be that he's the first to take advantage of a new provision in copyright law to win back ownership after 30 years.
Do they get back payment on that?
Well, I think that's one of the issues here, Richie. You may remember Willis. He was the one who dressed as a policeman during the group's heyday. Yeah, he was the cop. Anyway,
you know what?
It may be possible, maybe even likely, that other artists who wrote and recorded songs in the 70s, or back further than that, can invoke their termination rights, quietly sign new deals with record labels, and start all over again. This guy is public about it, more so than others. 33 songs were written by Mr. Willis. And this is another one of them. Yep. Go West, another one of the hits that were done by the Village People. Another well-known song whose lyrics Mr. Willis wrote was Macho Man. That was excluded because it was written before the law went into effect, giving them ownership. This was in 1978, so thus anything that's 35 years old or older may fit into this copyright law. So these guys were a lot of fun.
I think that's kind of why.
Tell you what, let's have a little fun with this.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
The first person who goes to our Facebook page and successfully lists all of the characters in the Village People band will give a little prize to.
All right, we'll do that for now, between now and 20 before the hour.
Correct.
Go to our Facebook page, list all the members of the Village
People. The characters, not the members. I don't want to know their names. I don't care.
The characters.
You know, what character did they play? We already said there was a cop.
Right.
What were the other ones?
Yeah.
List them all successfully. The first one to do that wins a prize.
Swell prize, in fact. All right? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's where you go for the list of the members, the characters of the Village People. Good luck to this guy and his work in trying to make this work.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Back in the day, there was the artist really didn't get much of anything unless you were the
writer of the song.
The writer of the song and worked with the record company. The record company basically owned everything.
Yep, they were the kings. All right, there's been a lot of talk about the new iPhones this week. Will Ferrell's Funny or Die website has come up with another version of the iPhone. Richie has the audio from our video of the day today to DirkStefan.com.
When we designed the 5C, we were going for affordability without sacrificing quality. We realized that for some consumers, it still may not be affordable. So we challenged ourselves. How can we make an even more accessible model? And that's why we're proud to announce the iPhone 5F.
5F?
Yes.
The new display can show up to 50 pixels at any given time. That's the highest resolution the human eye can see at 3 weeks old.
And don't forget the App Store. We have all your favorite apps.
Snake is back, and it's the same as ever.
You're going to love Snake.
Careful, though. If the Snake gets too long, it will shut down the phone's processor.
Here at Apple, we know that people love movies and TV shows.
Well, if you have a friend that has a 5S or a 5C, you could watch a movie or a TV show on their phone while you use your 5F to play Snake. Siri has made life easier for millions of people, but those servers cost a lot of money to run. So we're introducing Siri's younger brother, Cyrus.
Cyrus, what's the closest restaurant?
No idea.
The 5F are doing away with the
lightning. That's great.
Check out our video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Does the name Joe Rance mean anything to you? He was a rower who won a gold medal in the 1936 Olympics. His story and that of his crew has been somewhat overshadowed by Jesse Owens' stunning victory in Berlin. Now a new book, The Boys in the Boat, tells Rance's thrilling tale. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
As he lay dying, Daniel James Brown interviewed him for months on end in order to get this astonishing story.
Alan Fallow reviews books for AARP, the magazine.
They were almost a stroke and a half behind from the start. They had a bad lane selection. The wind was worse there. The current was stronger there.
And two rowers were really sick.
So they had this mantra that they chant as they're rowing, which is MIB, MIB. It means mind in boat. The wonderful thing about what he's done in this book is to show how much rowing is a physical game, but it's also a mental game. You have to be able to endure the pain.
Hitler watched as the Americans won with a 4-foot victory. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time, 33 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Winners! Listen to the Good Day Program. Winners are participants in the program. Rich McFadden is a winner. Ken Kessler is a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You're a winner. 888-302-3684. Is that what we're giving away for the identity of the members of YMCA?
A chicken dinner? The village people.
Yeah. Village people? No, you're not.
Where'd that chicken come from?
Exactly.
Chicken, right.
Story of chicken at DougSteffen.com today. All right. So the village people were looking for the names of the characters, and this is a Facebook-only participation. You don't have to call us. What you do is go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and list with, obviously, your name attached, who the characters are in the village people. You got 5 minutes, 20 quiz question focused on music and the village people. Name the characters,
win the costumes.
Well, the costumes would be the characters. You mean the...
Yeah, we don't want the names of the people in the band. We want the costumes and characters that they played.
Right.
And there are six.
Six of them. All right.
Yeah, Ticey gave it a good shot. He missed one.
All right. Help yourself. Get 5 minutes at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. A lot of people, speaking of winners, participate and want to know about our Dream Big America weekly contest. The winner this week is Michael Bizette, who presented Jar with a Twist. A great idea. The best thing since for sliced bread or... Slice for slice, but anyway, it's a good deal. No more peanut, what did he call it, peanut butter knuckles?
Peanut butter knuckles, when you're digging down into the bottom of the peanut butter jar with the knife and you get it all over your knuckles.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Because you can push the peanut butter up.
Right. What happens with Dream Big America, every week we have a contest on the program between three entrepreneurs. We present them on Tuesday in its entirety. You can find it on the archives page at DougSteffen.com. And then on Wednesday, I give you a little snippet of each of them, and you can vote at our DreamBigAmerica.us website. And voting was, my partner Adam Taff says that the voting was, let me see if I can get his exact words here, Richie. By the way, congratulations to the other two contestants, Tomer Alpert, who represented Felt, and Phil Weiner with Urban Earth. The voting was very strong, strongest yet. Each week it gets better and better, more and more people. Thousands of folks are voting on these people, and they'll get a chance to, at the end of the month, go, each of the three weekly winners, go up against each other winner at the end of the month wins $20,000 worth of cash and encouragement, help, if you will, in your business, and gets a chance to participate in a national contest that will decide who goes to Amsterdam to compete in November for $1 million in entrepreneurial support. If you'd like to participate, go to dreambigamerica.us or the Doug Steffen website and just click on and see how you get involved. Send your information and we'll put you through the screening process. Pretty much that simple and that easy. NFL Commissioner Goodell is in the news today.
Well, yeah.
This has been going on, this controversy has been going on for months and months.
Years.
By the way, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a couple of minutes here on Good Day to talk about what you do when your significant other says stupid things. I don't know whether this is stupid or not. I find it to be, I don't know if I'd use the word stupid because that's a word that's overused. I think that the attention given to these Redskin protesters are a little over the top. But Commissioner Goodell said the NFL ought to pay attention to those who are offended.
He said nothing.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Pay attention. We're not going to do anything, but we'll...
If one person is offended,
right,
we should pay attention to it and do whatever we can to make sure that we address their concerns.
Yeah.
But it's not up to me. It's up to Dan Snyder.
Right. He grew up in Washington as a Redskins fan. Dan Snyder is the owner of the team. If he wants to change the name, he will. Goodell did add, though, according to the story that's posted today from today's show at DougSteffen.com, it's something that I want all of us to go out and make sure we're listening to. Listen to our fans.
Listen.
Listen to the people.
We're not going to do anything.
Listen to those who have a different point of view.
Right.
Listen to those who...
Dan Snyder will jump off of this, the Golden Gate Bridge before he changes the name of one of the most profitable sports teams in the world.
All right, so here's the poll today at DougSteffen.com. Our ask is whether or not you think the Redskins should change their name. A, yes, it's very offensive. B, maybe if it really offends that many people. C, nope, we're all getting too politically correct. D, I don't really care. One way or the other.
Now,
poll question to DougSteffen.com.
Washington, D.C. has been through this before when Abe Pollin, the owner of the Washington Bullets, changed the name to the Washington Wizards because he was against guns after, who was the Israeli prime minister who got shot and killed? And they were friends, and he said, I don't want my team associated with bullets or guns. I'm changing the name, went to the Wizards. The new owner, Ted Leonsis, is slowly bringing it back because the Wizards never really caught on.
All right, now you ask me that question. I can remember the man being killed in Tel Aviv, but I don't remember what his name was. Somebody's going to find it. Kenny will find it for us. Doug Steffen's Good Day, family. No ladies here today. Jennifer will be back in a couple of weeks, and Roberta back tomorrow on the Good Day program. By the way, as long as we were at today's poll, let's go to yesterday's poll.
Rabin,
that's what it was. I knew it was begin with an R. Thank you. How are you observing September 11th was our question yesterday. 33% said quiet reflection on your own. 31% said just another work day for me. Let's see, the balance, 13% said with my family and friends. 12% said attending a church service. 11% said going to a memorial. September 11th, more and more. Sort of, it's a news media event, but we do keep ourselves conscious of what we remember, and it ought to be something that's taught. The whole story behind the story, what happened after the event ought to be taught in school. I think that's where it all belongs, the discussion and the focus on the event, et cetera, et cetera. That's my own spin on it.
We were so excited with the puppies yesterday. I don't even remember asking my son if they even discussed it in the fourth grade yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I have to ask him that.
Okay. I would like to call attention to something that is attributable in part to my hometown. The story at DougSteffen.com, and a significant story today. A lot of people, I don't know whether we posted this on Facebook or not, Kenny. Maybe, I don't know what the limits are, whether you can post a story this big or not. But there are a number of reasons, some people might consider them oddball reasons, that you are alive. The 14 oddball reasons you are not dead yet are posted from today's show at DougSteffen.com. My daughter, who's here visiting with me from Los Angeles for 10 days, loves her heritage, loves New England, loves to come home, whereas my son doesn't really care. But Megan loves her history. So she found this last night. We were sitting on the couch talking about things, and she said, "Daddy, listen to this. Lifespans doubled in the past 150 years. Wonderful changes in the nature of life and death, something we take for granted. When we do think about why we are alive, some of the fairly obvious things, drugs, things that are being done to cure cancer, that sort of stuff. But there are underappreciated things that have happened. And so here, if you want to give a round of applause to some of these oddball reasons, for example, cotton. One of the major killers of people over the history of our planet has been typhus. It's a bacterial disease spread by lice. It defeated Napoleon's army. If Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture were historically accurate, it would feature less cannon fire and more munching arthropods. Wool was the clothing material of choice before cotton displaced it. Cotton is easier to clean than wool and less hospitable to body lice. So wool, bad. Cotton, good when it comes to longevity. Satellites. 1900, a hurricane devastated Galveston, Texas, killed 8,000 people. Nobody knew the hurricane was coming. In 2008, Hurricane Ike hit Galveston. Winds were less powerful than those of the 1900 storm, but its surge was higher. That would have killed people, but because of the warning, only 100 people died instead of what happened in 1900. Third item, thanks to the residents of Framingham, Massachusetts. That's where I grew up. But I was never a part. Everybody around me was a part of this Framingham Heart Study. My family wasn't, for whatever the reason. Started in 1948. Researchers signed up 5,000 families for a long-term study of heart disease. Nobody anticipated how long-term the study would be. It's still going on, by the way. Children, grandchildren of the original people that were involved. It taught the world what we know about heart disease. Dr. Ken wouldn't know most of what he knows about heart disease if it were not for this study in Framingham. And I'll tell you what happened. At the beginning of the study, high blood pressure was thought to be a sign of good health. That's how much the Framingham Heart Study changed. I will repeat that. High blood pressure was thought to be a good sign of your health. Now it's the biggest risk factor for heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, that sort of thing. Thanks to the commitment of all the volunteers in Framingham, the dangers of high cholesterol, obesity, inactivity, and smoking are prominent. Now, here's one other thing. I love what may or may not be coincidence. Also included in this study, the whole list is there, DougStephan.com. Not only the Framingham residents, the reason for you living longer, but cows are the reason for you living longer. There were a lot of malaria outbreaks in our country, and the reason was because we had an unfettered population of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes flourished in the damp lowlands around streams and melting snow. And so when settlers came across the country, they were bringing cows with them. Farming practices made for more problems because of the manure and the stagnant water and that kind of stuff. Farmers used the soil to grow as much as they could. And then when they had exhausted it, they started raising cows rather than crops. And the mosquitoes prefer to suck bovine blood even more than that of humans. So that's how the cows and people in Framingham have saved the world. Dr. Joy Brown visits with us in a moment. She's going to save us from a fate worse than death. If you are saying silly things that your significant other thinks are silly, Dr. Joy is going to help you work your way through that. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes makes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday Sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
All right, 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is a fixture on the radio. Does that not sound good if I say that? A fixture. She's been on the radio for...
Make her sound like plumbing.
Long enough.
I thought it sounded like a little head bobble doll.
I noticed that you were in the video of radio folks telling their stories about what you were thinking and what you were doing on the air on September 11th, 2001. I thought that it was actually quite... I was brought to tears by it, actually.
Yeah, not an easy day for me.
No. Being in New York and being able to watch that and be on the air at the same time, oof. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what to do when your significant other says something really foolish in public and embarrasses you. What do you do?
Well, first of all, if they said it about you, you just laugh hilariously and say, "Ah, what a great sense of humor you have." I mean, because if you give them the kind of, you know, the sort of stink eye.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What, him? How do you know this isn't a woman? Isn't it?
Oh, please. Women never think
so.
Oh,
come on.
Of course we do. No, I'm kidding you. I was just picking a pronoun, but you are a little defensive, are you not, darling? Just calling me a fixture on the radio? I just laugh hilariously and say, what a cute sense of humor.
Right.
Because giving you the fish eye is just going to give people the idea that it's true or you know, that it's just going to increase the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Privately, you might say, first of all, most of us, I think when we... There are two situations, right? We say something stupid in public about our significant other because we're trying to make them feel insignificant. We're mad at them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're angry the relationship is in trouble. We've just had a fight.
Yeah.
Something. Or they're paying too much attention to somebody else. So it's malicious. So if you giggle, then it takes the malice away. They're going to have to up the ante and take responsibility for their behavior. The other, which I think is probably more common, because I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, is it's inadvertent. You know, there was something that sort of just bubbled out, which as a psychologist a little hard to accept, but nevertheless, or that it was something you didn't know was going to embarrass them, also a little hard to accept, but it was really not malicious.
Okay.
So, and by giggling, you sort of diffused the situation, and you could go on. If it wasn't malicious, you don't necessarily...
My giggle there was a little... Was it diffused?
Pardon?
Was my giggle diffusing?
Oh, I just felt like an aerosol all of a sudden.
Really?
So diffused.
Huh. All right. Psychotherapy, got about a minute here.
Okay.
I want to talk about psychotherapy as a tool to fight depression, something more serious.
I think with what we know, because somebody finally did the research, it's been an argument between psychology and psychiatry for 75 years. About 5 years ago, somebody finally did the research. It turns out for depression specifically, psychotherapy, medication, exercise, the three biggies, all of them work well together, not nearly as well with any of them separately. So it's the triumphant.
What happens if you're in denial?
Well, then you're not going to be in therapy. You're probably not exercising because you're depressed, and you're not on medication because you think nothing's wrong.
All right, so if you exercise, you don't do the other two things. Does that help?
No. Well, I mean, exercise always helps because it makes you feel more in control. We are not separate systems, mind and body, but it won't cure depression.
Mm-hmm. But the only way, it's not the only way. Drugs, if you have a good psychotherapist.
I'm saying, the three together, psychotherapy.
Yeah, I know, you say that together, but
medication.
Is there another way of getting help through using some of the other things that are around for therapy these days besides psychotherapy?
Like what?
A lot of people...
What? Game Boy? What are you talking about here?
No, I think that there are a lot of people who don't think psychotherapy works anymore, so they try different things, more new agey things.
You know, it's to me like somebody who does apricot pits when you've got a really reliable cure for cancer. I mean, why would you mess around with something that may or may not work?
Because I think a lot of people think psychotherapy is babble and doesn't work.
Well, then, if I haven't, first of all, that's like saying cancer therapy doesn't work.
First, you call her a plumbing fixture, and now you're
telling
her psychotherapy.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm just a...
No, I'm a fraud.
I'm playing.
Yeah. I'm a fraudulent plumbing fixture. What, we call me a monkey wrench, guys.
No, I'm not suggesting
not,
this has...
Guys,
this is
who
you
can have on in this slot next week?
Oh, please.
I know. You would join me. But
do
you think therapy doesn't work?
I didn't say that. I'm just asking questions, playing the devil's advocate.
Well, devil away, baby cake.
All right.
You know Doug well enough that he knows the psychotherapy works. Yeah. Or thinks it does.
Yeah. I know.
All right. Call Dr. Joy later today, noon to 3, East Coast time, 855-99. Dr. Joy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Wow. The moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from our Rusty Rack and Wrinkle Records. Beware of the blob. Burt Bacharach's first recording comes from the movie The Blob, which was number one at drive-ins, especially this week. 1958, Beware of the Blob. Good Lord, listen to that music.
Wow.
The
thing that always struck me about this music, Chuck, is that it doesn't fit the movie.
No, it does not. It does not. But the movie itself still holds up. It's a real, it's a B-movie, but it's a good B-movie. And McQueen showed he was a dominant screen presence in that film in his first starring role.
Yeah, you get such a terrible movie like that, and the guy pulls it off and makes it a big hit. Obviously, you got presence.
The Blob. All right, so that's how we get started. Movie music from The Blob gets us into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. We're going to go through some movie news. I am interested to talk to you about Jurassic Park 4. There's a big story about that at today's show at DougStephan.com. So we'll get to that after we get to our contest. This is the audio from the number one movie during this week in 1992. We have three audio clips from the soundtrack of the movie. You listen to them if you can figure out what the movie is. You call us at 888-302-3684 for a swell prize if you're the first one in who hasn't won anything before on Movie Moments. Here's the first clue.
We all have our little secrets, don't we?
888-302-3684. You recognize that voice. Next clue.
I want peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
We are the United States government. We don't do that sort of thing.
888-302-3684. Should recognize all three of those voices. Chuck, you got it?
I got a good guess. I'm not 100%, but I think.
All right, well, let's see if we can. We'll see if we can nail it down with the third and final of our audio clips.
There's a war out there, old friend. A world war, and it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Strange wow. title for a movie that actually is what it is. You agree with that, Chucker?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you probably will. Well, maybe not. Anybody else? Well, I don't have to worry. Kenny is the one who put it together, so I'm not going to ask him.
I got a good idea what it is.
Three, good for you. 302-3684. Answer coming up, plus Chucker's movie news here on Good Day.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
All right, the winner here is Chuck Curry, who has a lot of movie news for us. So, Chucker, let's get at it as we wait for people to figure out what the name of that movie is.
Okay, Doug, expanding on your introduction, Universal Pictures announced yesterday that the fourth Jurassic Park film, which comes out July 2015, will be titled Jurassic World. I only could speculate that most likely that Hammond's dream of a theme park will happen and the dinosaurs will go wild. Hence Jurassic World and not Jurassic Park, although I don't have any idea.
They're going to escape from the park. Is that what you're saying? Eat up everybody everywhere?
Like, yeah, they'll open a dinosaur theme park like they wanted to do in the original, and then the dinosaurs will escape from the theme park, or will be set in the theme park running around with the humans. It's unlikely, cool. though, that the original cast will be involved. It'll most likely be a straight reboot. One other bit of movie news, Rupert DeWyatt, who did a great job directing the Rise of the Planet of the Apes last year, in negotiations to do a remake of the 1974 James Caan film, The Gambler, which was one of the better films on gambling addiction. Actor Mark Wahlberg in negotiations to star in the project. But he's a pretty good fit. I don't think he'd be as good as James Caan in that role, but I'd say a solid part for him if he comes aboard.
I saw that Jerry Bruckheimer is pushing back the next Pirates of the Caribbean, mostly because of the bomb, The Lone Ranger. He says they got to redo the script. You think that's true?
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, the studio is probably a little bit nervous. Probably has something to do with the budget. They probably need about $250 million.
Aye.
They probably want to give them $200 million, and they want it all. So, yeah, that's true.
All right, let's. We don't have anybody that figured out what the name of the movie was. It's Sneakers. Sneakers, number one movie this week in 1992, a political thriller of sorts.
I remember that.
Sneakers,
Robert Redford.
Yeah.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.